Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Thousands of supporters of Brazil's far-right former president, Jair Bolsonaro, have stormed the Congress in Brasilia. Crowds dressed in the national colours and wrapped in the Brazilian flag overwhelmed police in scenes reminiscent of storming of the US Capitol in Washington 2 years ago. The new Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, says those who carried out the attack on Congress will be found and punished. David Willis reports.
Mr. Bolsonaro's supporters have converged on the Congress building, the presidential palace and the Supreme Court. Television pictures showed some of them breaking windows and smashing furniture. Mr. Bolsonaro has yet to concede defeat and is thought to have left Brazil for Florida before Mr. da Silva was sworn into office last week.
In a live television broadcast, Mr. Lula da Silva said he was returning to Brasilia to inspect the damage.
Like true vandals, they destroyed what they found in front of them. And these people, these vandals, who we could say are fanatical Nazis, fanatical fascists, they did something that has never been done in this country.
President Biden has joined international condemnation of what he called an assault on democracy and the peaceful transfer of power in Brazil. In other news, Joe Biden has visited the US border with Mexico for the first time since becoming president. He inspected a busy entry point in the Texan city of El Paso, which has been struggling to cope with record numbers of illegal crossings. The president has faced criticism from Border Patrol officials because of his relaxation of former President Trump's strict border policies. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, a critic of the president's immigration policy, said he gave him a letter outlining the problems Texas faced at the border and the solutions he wants for the issues.
The president, because of the chaos of the border, needed to be here. It just so happens he's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action, including reimbursing the state of Texas for the money that we spent, but providing more resources for the federal government to do its job.
Ukraine has dismissed as Russian propaganda Moscow's claims to have destroyed a dormitory housing Ukrainian troops in the eastern city of Kramatorsk, killing hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers. Moscow said it hit the target with a barrage of rocket fire as revenge for a strike on a Russian barracks in eastern Ukraine last week. That attack killed 89 Russian soldiers. Memorial ceremonies have been held across Iran for the 176 passengers killed when a Ukraine flight was accidentally shot down by Islamic Revolutionary Guards 3 years ago. Many of the mourners were supporters of the anti-government protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini in September. World News from the BBC. Israel's new far-right national security minister has ordered Israeli police to remove Palestinian flags from all public spaces. He said displaying the flag amounted to support for terrorism. Kat Wiener reports.
The statement by Itamar Ben-Gvir essentially criminalises the flying of the Palestinian flag in public. It's an explicit response to celebrations that marked the release of a long-serving Palestinian prisoner last week when his home village in northern Israel was decked in the red, green and black banner. Current Israeli law allows security officers to remove the flag only where they deem it a threat to public order. Mr. Ben-Gvir's directive is the latest provocative move in relation to the issue of Palestinian statehood by Israel's new governing coalition. Benjamin Netanyahu's administration is seen by many as the most religious and hard line in Israel's history.
Police in Zimbabwe say they're investigating allegations of violence against the opposition. This comes after a video was shared widely on social media showing what appears to be a gang linked to the governing ZANU-PF party interrogating and assaulting people holding an opposition meeting. In one video, a woman interrogates people before an elderly man is held down on the ground and beaten repeatedly with wooden poles. Prince Harry has denied accusing members of the British royal family of racism. The youngest son of King Charles told a British television programme that the media had incorrectly interpreted remarks made by him during an interview nearly 2 years ago with Oprah Winfrey. The prince and his wife Meghan had alleged that questions were raised within the royal household about how dark their baby might be. Final preparations are taking place in Britain for the first satellite launch from Western Europe's soil. Later on Monday, a repurposed jumbo jet is due to take off with a rocket under its wing. When it reaches 35,000 feet, it will release the spacecraft, which will blast into orbit before deploying 9 satellites. That's the latest BBC News.